Okay, so I'm ready to dive into some Tennessee Williams. I always liked his plays, but looking at all this stuff about his life in Key West, it's really fascinating. A whole month-long birthday celebration?
It's pretty amazing.
That's wild.
Key West really goes all out for Tennessee Williams.
Wow.
Every March, the Key West Art and Historical Society puts on this big festival with
Really?
all sorts of events. You know, they have fundraisers, art competitions,
Oh, wow.
film screenings, and of course, a birthday party.
I bet that's a blast.
Oh, yeah.
I can just imagine being there,
Yeah.
soaking up the sun and all that creativity.
Yeah.
So, speaking of creativity, I'm wondering if all that Key West sunshine had anything to do with those famous plays of his.
Oh, it's definitely
You
possible.
know, like A Streetcar Named Desire and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Those
Classic.
are classics.
Yeah.
And didn't he also film The Rose Tattoo in Key West?
He did. Yeah, the Rose Tattoo was actually filmed right there in Key West, and that's where things start to get really interesting.
Okay, how so?
Well, you see, Key West in the 40s and 50s, it was a haven for artists and writers, this kind of bohemian, rebellious spirit.
Interesting.
Yeah, a very different vibe from the conservative South that Williams often wrote about.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so while his plays explored the, you know, the stifling social norms of the South, he was actually living in a place that completely rejected those norms.
That's fascinating.
It is, yeah. Key West offered this sense of freedom, a place where he could be himself, explore his own identity,
I see.
push boundaries, and you can really see that reflected in his work, even the plays that are set in the South.
That makes sense.
Like if you think about Streetcar, for example,
Okay.
Blanche DuBois, you know, she arrives in New Orleans, she's longing for this gentler, more romantic past, but she's confronted with this harsh reality, which in a way kind of mirrors Williams's own struggle.
Oh, I see.
Seeking refuge in Key West, but still grappling with these complexities of his Southern roots and his own personal demons, you know?
Yeah, that definitely adds a whole new layer to how you view those
It
plays.
does.
Oh, but speaking of different layers, this is blowing my mind.
What's that?
Tennessee Williams was a painter.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea.
Not a lot of people know that about him.
Wow.
Yeah, he actually used painting as a way to cope with the darker periods in his life, the struggles with alcohol,
Right.
drugs, and
Yeah.
depression, you know.
Wow. So while he was out there creating these amazing plays, captivating audiences, he was also battling all these internal struggles and finding solace in painting.
Yeah, he had these two sides,
Wow.
the celebrated playwright
Right.
and this vulnerable artist seeking refuge in his art.
That's amazing.
And luckily for us, we can get a glimpse into both of those sides at the Tennessee Williams Museum in Key West.
There's a museum.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
It's this treasure trove of personal artifacts,
Oh.
creative output. Dennis Beaver,
Yeah.
the curator,
Yeah.
he's dedicated his life to preserving Williams's legacy.
Wow.
And you can find everything there from first editions of his plays to his personal letters, photographs.
Really?
It's
Wait a
amazing.
minute, they even have his typewriter?
They
The
do.
actual typewriter used to write those iconic
You
lines.
got it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty
I
incredible.
can only imagine standing there, looking at that typewriter,
Yeah.
knowing the words that came from it.
Powerful stuff.
It's like touching history,
He said
feeling that creative energy.
it really gives you a sense of intimacy, connection with the man behind the words.
Yeah, like you can really see his struggles, his triumphs, his evolution as an artist.
Yeah, it's all right there.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive.
It
Thanks
has.
for taking us on this journey
My pleasure.
through Tennessee Williams's life in Key West. And for our listeners, as you continue exploring Tennessee Williams's work, think about this. Did Key West provide an escape from his demons, or did it amplify them? Maybe a bit of both.
Good question.
So keep digging, keep questioning,
Yeah.
and hey, maybe even plan a trip to Key West to walk in the footsteps of this complex and brilliant artist.
That's a great idea.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.